riding on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Spidey.
Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Gordon Clyde, Hayden Jones, Mark Rogers, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Some people might think that because Parsley Sidings has only 6 trains a day, not much goes on there. They would be wrong. There's... And there's, yes, today, Clara, the station hen, laid an egg. 2 eggs. Can it be that this event is the cause of the vicar calling on the station master?
Ah, good morning, Mr. Heppelbite.
Good morning, vicar.
Oh, I see you have Wilfred with you. My son has come to do some train spotting.
I'm the best train spotter in my school. And I'm the best footballer. I'm best at everything.
Come, Wilfred, don't forget. Modesty.
Yes, and I'm best at modesty, too.
What a wonderful lad.
Can I go and spot on the end of the platform?
Certainly. Only stand well back when the Warple Express comes through. I've known it do 15 miles an hour on this stretch.
Yes, Mr. Applewhite.
My son is very keen on the railway.
How I wish my son were the same.
Hmm? But surely young Bertrand works in your booking office.
He spends his days there.
I wonder if I could leave Wilfred with you for a while. I have to go into Biggleswick.
Of course, Vicar.
Thank you. You'll recall I was commissioned by our Purity League to upbraid the manager of the Bijou Cinema for the salacious films he's been showing.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, I must also thank you for your speech to the League last night.
I feel the Purity League is doing valuable work, Vicar. And I intend to raise the matter at this morning's staff meeting.
Oh, good.
I shall demand that my station personnel observe proper standards of behavior.
Bravo. Verily, how can we eye the gloat in others' eyes when the gleam in our own yea can go through that of a camel? Death.
Right, staff. First, the weekly economic review. Receipts from the chocolate machine, 23 pence.
Wrong.
And the weighing machine, 1 Spanish peseta.
Hold on.
Mr. Heppelwhite, can I requisition for a new British Rail tunic? Only this one's shrunk.
Cool.
Valentine. Actually, Miss Simpkins, I was going to suggest it myself.
Oh.
Your present tunic has been prompting unseemly remarks from certain low persons.
What? Oh, you haven't been rude again, have you, Park?
I'm referring to you, Valentine. I must remind you that as Secretary of the Pastor Purity League, it is not fitting for me to employ people who shout, get 'em off, at frequent intervals.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Applewhite.
This brings me to my main subject. As you know, the Purity League is concerned to improve standards. And I intend our station to set an example.
Ooh.
I shall be the watchdog over your morals. The first thing is for Valentine to remove those female pin-ups from the walls of the porter's restroom.
What shall I do, Mr. Heppelwhite? Can I take the watchdog for a walk?
It's a figure of speech, Bertrand. I am the watchdog.
Oh?
What about those rude films they show at the Bijou in Biggleswick? What is the Purity League's position on them?
Sitting in the front row with binoculars.
Have you seen what they're showing this week?
Yeah.
Lust on the Buses and Nelly's Knickers. They should be made to take them off.
Yeah!
I don't know how they can do it.
Nor do I, and I've seen it 5 times. I reckon they hang the camera in such a way...
Valentine. Valentine. I shan't warn you again.
Sorry, sir.
In future, the Bijou is out of bounds to all station staff.
Oh!
The Purity League have also placed a ban on the Dog and Duck and on Higgins' betting shop.
Oh, no.
It is in places like these that licentiousness breeds.
But, Mr. Applewhite, you can't do that.
I can, Valentine, and I have. Rule 41 of the Railway Code states that all railway staff must maintain decorum both in and out of uniform. We have to try it and stop this country going to the dogs.
Can I take them for a walk?
Yeah, oh, be quiet.
What's yours, Bertie?
My usual, please.
Right, pint of mild Doris and a fizzy lemon for desperate Danny.
Yeah, Percy. Dad said the Purity League have put the dog and duck out of bounds.
Well, he's not likely to come in and find us, is he? Right. Have a crisp.
Will it corrupt and deprave me?
If it does, I'll buy a whole packet for that bird over there.
Dad's very serious about the Purity League, isn't he?
Nah, he's just temporarily off his crunch. Give him 2 weeks, he'll be back to the old Morris dancing again. Mm. Here's the drinks. Right, cheers, Doris.
Thank you.
Time, gentlemen, please.
There's an old mill boy dream. Merry day night.
Come along now, please. Let's have your glasses.
All right, no need to spout. Shout.
Come on, Bert. Do you think you're in a fit state to ride home?
I'm in the right state. I'm sober as a judge. Where's the door?
Over there.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right, point me at it then. Give us a shove.
All right, then.
Go.
Oh, you might cut me an oak, Edwards. Oh, come on.
Oh, where's me bike?
Over there. Are you sure you're safe?
Perfectly. There's this climb on it. There. Buzz. Someone's pinched me handlebars.
Getting the wrong way round.
I thought the saddle was peculiar. That's better. Here. How about a song, eh?
It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yes, you ain't me to wait a car. I'm tired. I wake up.
You'll wake people up now.
No, I won't. I'll tiptoe home on me bike. Hey, Bert, you better sober up.
Me?
Yeah. You're so drunk, I can hardly see you.
You ain't me to wait a car.
Very harmonious, sir. Do you play it by ear, or did you have musical training?
Oh, evening, Ossifer.
Hello.
It's me old mate, Pimple.
Constable Pimple, sir. I'm on duty. Let me help you up, sir.
There's no need to call me Sir Pimple. It's old Percy.
As the inspector is standing on the corner watching me, it'll have to be Sir.
I shall have to ask you to breathe into this.
Ah, balloon. Yeah, we got one for Bert.
It's a breathalyzer. Just blow into it.
Right. Yeah, what do you want me to play?
Thank you, sir. You can stop blowing now. You can... Stop! Did you hear me, sir? Stop blowing into my bag.
Do I get a prize?
Ho, ho, ho. Very funny. I'll just write that down in my book. Drunk whilst in charge of a bicycle. Grievous bodily harm on a breathalyzer. I must caution you that anything you say will be taken down.
Your trousers.
And may be used in evidence.
Evidence?
Magistrate Court, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Percival Valentine? We have heard the evidence in this case, and it's clear there is too much of this sort of thing going on. What was the charge?
Drunk whilst in charge of a bicycle, Your Honor.
I was not drunk.
Silence in court. I intend to make an example of you. 10 years in Holloway.
Holloway's a woman's prison, Your Honor.
No, I insist on paying my debt to society.
However, in view of your old age, I shall exercise leniency.
All right.
We find you guilty and hereby fine you £5.
I refuse to recognize this coat.
On what grounds?
On the grounds I don't like the look of it.
Contempt of court. Find another £5. Have you anything further to say?
Yeah. We'll just settle for £7.
I wonder how Percy's getting on.
Fancy even going into the dog and duck after what Mr. Hepplewhite said. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
We only went for research.
Whatever happens, Mr. Hepplewhite mustn't find out that one of his staff's been in trouble with the law. The shock would be too much for him.
Don't worry, I won't tell him.
Has anyone seen Valentine?
He's in court.
Court?
The tennis court. He's practicing for the Walpole mixed doubles. It's a day out of his holidays.
Oh, was Valentine going for mixed doubles?
He had a few last night.
Last night?
He's very keen.
I didn't realize the tennis was Valentine's racket.
Wasn't that funny, Bert?
Yes.
Here I am, Miss Pepperwhite. You said you'd show me around the station.
Ah, Wilfred. Yes, so I did. I think you'll find the Victorian portico rather unusual.
Bert, you said you'd keep quiet about Percy being in court.
Sorry. What? Here. Anyone about?
Talk of the devil. How did you get on, Percy?
A travesty of justice. £10.
Well, it serves you right. From what I hear, it was a disgusting display.
You don't mean I did that as well?
If Mr. Hepplewhite heard what you'd done, it'd break his heart.
Well, never mind his heart. What about my job? I reckon he'd throw me out on my ear.
Well, let's hope it's not in the local paper.
Well, it's bound to be, isn't it, eh? That rotten little reporter from the past, the Echo, was in court. He's never like me. Ever since he wore that hat with press on it. And I did.
Oh, dear. So it'll be in tomorrow's paper.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to see that Mr. Hepplewhite doesn't get a copy.
But we have it delivered. He always reads it at breakfast.
We'll bribe the paper boy. Who is it?
Wilfrey.
Well, I might have known. The Junior Purity League himself.
Bert will have to get to the paper before Mr. Hepplewhite and cut out the bit about Percy.
Well, won't you notice there's a bit missing?
Well, Helen, you've cut out the crossword. And another thing.
What?
We must stop Mr. Hepplewhite talking to people in case someone mentions the case.
Yeah, look, we've got to keep him in his office.
Good morning, Burton.
Oh,
you're up early.
I thought I'd cook breakfast this morning.
That's very nice of you. What have we got?
Fried cornflakes. I misread the instructions on the packet.
Still, the thought is there.
Ah, the Pastor Echo.
Oh, yes.
No doubt there's a report of my speech to the Purity League. Ah, yes. Many local figures, including the vicar, Miss Bedwell, and Brigadier Proudfoot, attended Monday's meeting of the Parsley Puberty League?
Really? These local papers and their misprints.
Also present was Mr. Harris Hopplewaite, who spoke.
Not quite the review one hoped for, but it has been noticed. What else has been happening? Hello. There's a piece missing.
Oh, yes. The crossword.
Crossword? But here's the crossword on page 5.
This is a new one. I did it and sent it off just now.
But the paper only arrived 5 minutes ago.
It was a very quick crossword.
But you usually have difficulty just writing your name.
This was in pictures. In the junior column. I'm a member of the Tufty Club.
So you are.
Yes. Mr. Hepplewhite.
Father, my boy. Call me father. We're still at breakfast.
Thank you, Mr. Hepplewhite. If someone who worked at Parsley Siding did something that someone sometime might not otherwise know about, would you do anything?
No, you can't.
Well, say someone did something wrong.
Then I'd have no alternative but to sack them. This is what the Purity League is all about, maintaining standards. Bertrand, you haven't been up to something, have you? Feel free to talk to me. After all, I am your father.
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Yes, you have. Or no, you haven't.
Yes, I haven't.
You've nothing to fear, my boy.
Ah.
We must get down to the station. 8 o'clock. 7:15 is due any minute. Morning, Valentine.
Mr. Applewhite, are you all right?
I feel as fit as a fiddle.
Always a bad sign, that. My Uncle Charlie went that way.
Which way?
No one knows. Be on the safe side, sir. Take it easy now. Sit in your office and have a nice read, sir. I've found 3 years' back numbers of the Rolling Stock and Railway News.
This is very considerate of you, Valentine. Yeah. Is it the Purity League that has caused this change of heart?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Suddenly I saw that my life was empty and hollow, sir. Be good to others, I said.
Ah, there's Mrs. Tusker by the barrier. I must see her to arrange the League's next meeting.
No, sir. Don't go near her.
Why not?
She's got mumps.
Mumps?
She come out and bumps all over the place.
Well, I can't see any.
Well, that's because she's standing up. Oh, please, sir, don't go near that mumpy lady. Now, come on, let me rush you into your office, sir.
What about my turn on ticket duty?
Oh, I'll do that, sir. You leave it to me. Now, here we are. Right. That's right. Now, in you go. Now, if there's anything you want, sir, just call and Valentine will be there, sir.
Come in.
Mr. Applewhite, I've been thinking, and what you need's holiday, sir. So I'll book you a fortnight at the Gaiety Guest House, Clackstairs, starting tonight, sir.
The landlady is Mrs. Evans. Just mention my name, sir, you'll be well away there. What? 2 weeks of that, you'll have to come back home for a rest.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, also, you know, sir, the sea air's very bracing. Here's your suitcase. If you get 11:26, you'll be...
Valentine, you're not trying to get rid of me, are you?
Good Lord, no, sir.
Well, I don't think I need a holiday just now. Consider the subject closed.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's worked so far. Mr. Heppelwhite hasn't spoken to anyone but us three.
It's jolly hard work, though.
Never mind. The rotor system keeps it fair.
Oh, dear. I thought I'd have to let him out just then. Oh, it was lucky old Bradshaw's commode was handy.
Oh. Bradshaw's commode?
Yeah. What? The leg came off his chair and he needed somewhere to sit.
How long have we got to keep him locked up?
Oh, only a day or two, you know, till the fuck dies down.
Who's watching him now?
Oh, wait a minute. Bert.
But Bert's here.
Oh, it's all right. Gloria's doing it.
What?
No, you're not, are you?
Go on, there's no one there, is there? Get over there quick, you great pinhead, now!
Right.
Auntie Gloria, how many volts in that overhead cable?
Oh, I don't know, Wilfred.
Why don't you nip up the gantry and count them?
Don't you cheat me?
I'll tell Mr. Applewhite when he gets back.
You may not live that long, you little gets back?
You mean, Mr. Applewhite has gone out?
Yes, he just nicked down to the village to get the local paper.
Oh, no.
He wants to show me the new junior crossword.
Oh, no.
I think you know why I've sent for you, Valentine. I have just read in the local paper a report about a railway porter convicted of drunken bicycling.
I can explain.
Valentine, how could you do this to me?
I just don't know what came over me, so it was just terrible thirst. You see, I tried to fight it.
Valentine, I'm afraid I must give you a week's notice.
What, no, the sack? Please, Mr. Applewhite, you can't do it. Think of my invalid mother, sir. What would she do without my wages?
She's got a job. I saw her digging up the high street with a council gang.
No, that's only part-time. Without my money, sir. We'll starve.
I'm sorry, Valentine. My mind is made up. The thing that hurts most is that you tried to hide it from me.
Oh, no.
Had you come straight to me and confessed, things might have been different.
What, you mean you wouldn't have sacked me?
Oh, yes, I should still have sacked you. But at least you'd have my respect.
I don't want respect. I want work. Mr. Applewhite, please give me another chance. I'll never get another job. Not with my illness.
What illness?
Sudden attacks of deafness. It clicks, and I can't hear a thing.
Why have you never mentioned this before?
Did you say something?
I said...
I can't hear you.
Whose pound note is that on the floor?
Mine. Oh, it's working again.
Which is more than you'll be doing next week.
Oh, please, Mr. Applewhite, please let me try again, sir. I know that... I know my life has been one long round of wine, women and song. But I will... I'll change all that. I'll give up singing.
Too late, Valentine. The die is cast. However, let it not be said that I could not temper justice with mercy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Applewhite.
The next 2 days, you will be excused portering in order to look for alternative employment. In return, I wish you to show young Wilfred around the station. He's doing a school project on the railways.
Over there is the engine shed where I used to park the shunters. I gave up shunting here in 1903 when coal went on ration.
Actually, it was because of the Factories Act of 1910.
Thank you, brain of Britain. This here is a model of an 1876 wood engine.
An 1888 diesel injection.
With coke ignition.
With paraffin start.
How old are you?
11.
If you want to be 12, this is an 1876 wood engine. With coke ignition, and remember, in this case, I've got the winning aim.
What's that?
This one here with five dirty great knuckles on it. And this is a buffet, and I'm going to have a cup of tea.
Oh, you're just in time. I'm making a fresh pot for the 11:27.
I want to watch the train come in.
Poor Wilfred.
Poor Wilfred.
What about poor unemployed Percy Valentine? Cast out in the prime of his life.
Pass the sugar, Percy. The driver always pops in for something hot.
Young Henry? Here. I might get him to give me a lift.
Oh.
Howdy up. How's Cuddles today?
I'm all right, thank you, Henry. Do you want something to nibble?
No.
Hey, can I catch a lift into Potwistle, Henry? Hey? I want to see if their labour exchange can find me a job.
But what about Wilfred?
Well, let him find his own job.
I mean, you're supposed to be looking after him.
Wilfred needs looking after like Mick Jagger needs a fiver. And what about it, Henry, eh? Am I on, mate?
Sure. We'll go and I'll finish this cuppa.
All right, and I'll go and smuggle myself on board. Shut up, Gloria.
Hi.
Hey, hello. Are Bert and his dad getting on my train?
Only Bert. Mr. Heppelwhite's sending him to Potwistle Hall with some Purity League posters. He wants to convert the station master there.
Now, my boy, make sure Phineas Perkins sticks those posters somewhere.
Yes, Father.
It is essential people should notice those posters.
We could put pictures of undressed ladies on them.
Yes, we could always do it. Don't be an idiot. That's what we're trying to stamp out.
Goodbye, Father.
Stick her head in, Bertrand, or the draft will bring on your earache.
Hey, boy, what's happening?
Are you on?
Mr. Heppelwhite, the train's gone without its driver.
Nonsense, Miss Simpkins. Somebody must be driving it.
Help! Mr. Heppelwhite, there's someone waving from the cab.
It's Wilfred.
Oh!
I didn't know you could drive a train, Wilfred.
I can't. I just got in and pulled a few knobs and it started.
All right.
Now I don't know how to stop it.
All right. Percy, we're doomed. We can't stop the train. Can't stop the train.
Please, don't worry about it. I've driven one of these before. Worry about me and my unemployment, mate. When old Applewhite finds I wasn't keeping an eye on this little monster, he won't even give me a reference.
Uncle Percy, did you say you could drive this train?
If you want to live dangerously, mate, keep calling me Uncle Percy.
How would you like to make a deal?
What sort of deal?
Stop the train and I'll tell you.
Mr. Heppelwhite! Mr. Heppelwhite! I phoned Constable Jones. He's going to cycle to Potwistle Crossing and see if he can catch the train there.
Oh, what'll he do? Lasso it? In times like this, the village bobby is a tower of strength.
He'll need to be if he's going to stop a train.
Oh, I never get over this, you know. My engine being driven by a non-union member.
Mr. Heppelwhite, look! The train's coming back.
Good Lord. So it is. I wonder how he found reverse. I've been looking for it for years.
Phone the police station, Miss Simpkins. Tell them we've got our train back.
Right. Hello, Mr. Heppelwhite. Oh, poor Wilfred. Come to Auntie Gloria.
Valentine.
Yes, sir?
I might have known that you'd be at the bottom of this. Endangering this child's life?
No, Mr. Heppelwhite. He saved it.
He what?
Uncle Percy saw me drive the train away by accident, and he managed to jump on board. He stopped the train and brought it back.
Valentine, is this true?
I cannot tell a lie, sir. What the lad says is true. I did it for the Purity League, sir. Spare the child, sir. He didn't know what he was doing.
You can't sack Uncle Percy now, Mr. Applewhite. He saved the train.
Well, this does put rather a different light on things. But it does not excuse the drunkenness.
He wasn't really drunk, Mr. Applewhite. Uncle Bert can tell you. He was in the Dog and Duck with him.
Applewhite? Is this true? You mean that you, my son, entered that place?
I only had a fizzy lemon.
So it is true. And you, Valentine, didn't tell me this because you knew that it would break my heart.
That is also true, sir. I'll take the old rat, I said to myself.
Valentine, I have wronged you.
That is true as well, sir.
How can I ever make it up to you?
£1 a week, Riser. That is, if you'll take me back in my humble capacity as a porter grade 3.
Tomorrow, Valentine, I shall contact Houston and recommend you be made a porter grade 2.
Oh, sir.
Applewhite, come to my office. We have things to discuss.
Will you tell me where to stick these posters?
Very possibly. This way.
That'll be £2.
What? We agreed one.
That was without me spitting on Uncle Bert. Queen's evidence cost double.
£1.
I'll tell Mr. Applewhite.
Here you are, then. £2.
Don't I get a tip?
Yeah. Never jump off a moving bus.
Well, next time it'll be dearer. Bye.
What?
I heard all that. You bribed Wilfrid to make that up. All that business about you saving the train.
Poor Wilfrid. It was his idea.
What?
I did that boy an injustice. He's got some very good qualities. Thanks to him, this has turned out to be Valentine's Day.